Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at the car giant Renault. We're starting today with a couple of developing stories, so let's get straight into our first transfer roundup. And Carlos Tevez is finally on his way. He'll be a massive miss to the Premier League. He saved West Ham from relegation. He won the league and the Champions League with Manchester United, and he shot City into the Champions League with the FA Cup for good measure. But the breaking news this morning is that he's going home. Corinthians have had a £40 million bid accepted after insisting, of course, last week that they wouldn't bid more than the £35 million that they'd already offered. And Tevez is on the way home. We'll miss the player, but not the drama. It really is over. Incoming, by the way, is a 23-year-old Atletico Madrid striker, Sergio Aguero. He scored 20 league goals for Atletico last year, and those stories doing the rounds about City moving in for him are true. Our reporters have been speaking to the club this morning. Go to the Mirror Football website and you'll discover that he's prepared to take a pay cut to make a move to City happen. The other breaking story this morning is that the Arsenal chief executive Ivan Gazidis has been speaking to Sky Sports News and telling them that neither Cesc Fabregas nor Samir Nasri will be leaving the club this summer. I really have no idea why he would say that, as both players are clearly very unhappy indeed. Cesc wants to go, as you know, to Barcelona, and Nasri, well, if he wanted to stay, he would have signed his new contract by now. But that's what Gazidis is saying. It'll be interesting to see what the players themselves think about that. I think it's a negotiating tactic myself. Let's spin you through a few more stories during the rounds this morning. The Sun say that Wigan want Leeds midfielder Robert Snodgrass to replace the Aston Villa-bound Charles Nzogbia. Remember, Leeds want £8 million for Snodgrass. If they get it, then I'll be very impressed and I'll be asking the Leeds chairman, Ken Bates, to sell my house. The Mail report Everton could make a bid to sign the Arsenal striker Nicholas Bentner on loan. Go to skysports.com for details of the Dinamo Moscow executive director, Roman Dyakov, confirming the club's interest in Chelsea's Yuri Zhirkov. We like new names here on the Spy Show, as you know. And from the clouds, here's another one for you, because the Slovan Liberec defensive midfielder Marcel Gekov is flying to London to have a medical with Martin Jol's Fulham, according to the player's agent. He's 23. He's a Czech Republic under-21 international. He started his career with Slavia Prague. He's made 79 appearances in the Czech Republic's top flight. He's scored three times. And we've got some quotes from his agent, Yuri Muller. Basically, so the clubs have been negotiating, so we'll see how it turns out. Marcel is to undergo a medical and will have an interview with Coach Jol. Yes. Time for your messages. And I asked you last week for the players that you don't want at your clubs, the players that you'd be happy to drive to the airport. Still, they're coming in. Chammy says on YouTube, I would drive Almunia to the airport. Then I'd work night and day to pay for him to stay home. He's horrible, bad for my eyes. Earl of Grief M says, I would carry on my back out of Liverpool to Heathrow Airport, Paulson, Jovanovic, Cole and Ngo. JD would prefer to use his car. He says, I'd call in a police escort to get Paulson, Jovanovic and Aquilani to the airport on time. Lots of you with strong backs out there, actually. Mr. Gunaboy says here, I would take Bentner on a piggyback to Borussia Dortmund, the worst striker around. But Ferris Teddy on Twitter, he's got the right idea. He said, I wouldn't drive down Almunia, Dinilson and Squillaci to the airport. I'd kick them out of Arsenal and let them walk there. Back to the transfers, and lots of you do like to get in touch from around the world to tell us about the players that Premier League clubs are keen on. A few of you in Costa Rica flagged up the fact that reports out there suggest Arsene Wenger is going to sign the Deportivo Larissa striker Joel Campbell. A few clubs have been watching him out at the Copa America, and he's impressed with a goal in his country's 2-0 win over Bolivia. He's 19. His dad and his agent apparently have met with Richard Law, who represents Arsenal out in the CONCACAF countries. And the Saprissa president, Juan Roja, has been talking to ADN Radio out there. And this is what he said. He said, there's an agreement in principle already. No doubt this would be an historical deal for the country, for Saprissa, and for the player, no doubt for him as well. Watch that space. Lots of papers reporting that Steve Clarke, the Liverpool assistant manager, maintaining that Joel Cole still has a future at Anfield. Reds fans, what do you think of that? The Telegraph say that Newcastle are looking at the Chelsea striker Daniel Sturridge. A couple from the Mail for you. They say that West Brom looking to nip in for the striker Carlton Cole after his move to Stoke broke down last week. And another new name for you. Fulham have made a £2.8 million move for the Palermo midfielder Patjim Kasami. He's 19, he's a Swiss international, and he made 24 appearances for his club last season. It's mirrorfootball.co.uk if you want to be updated on Bolton's audacious bid to sign the Barcelona attacker Jeffren. He's 23, Bolton flying him over to their training base in the States. The Mail say that Blackpool are closing in on a deal for the Manchester United Senegalese forward Marim Biram Diouf. The Mirror say that striker Adel Taarabt has moved a step closer to leaving QPR after he was left out of the club's pre-season tour to finalise a move to Paris Saint-Germain. Competition time. We want you to tell us which Premier League team will sign the most players this summer. You know the competition by now. All we need is a team and, of course, a country that you're writing in from. The shirt of your choice if you get it right, and indeed we pick you. On our email, spy@mirror.co.uk. Mike in Japan says Sunderland. Kulka in Poland says Liverpool. So too does Persian 123 Boom in the USA. Beresu is in Canada, says Sunderland. But 2011 Soul Music is in Ireland and says Newcastle. Football Spy Show is with you all week this week. I'll see you next time.